Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio. KCAW and Sitka joining me in the studio this morning to talk about what's going on at Sitka High School is Mike Vera, the activities director, the athletic director there as well. And Mike, I guess now is the time when we sort of get to take our breath. Catch your breath a little bit at the high school.
Yeah, well, we did that last week, obviously, with spring break, and we're back at it now. I think the time to catch your breath is over as we move into spring sports. And you come off basketball where you're in the gym every weekend, and it just feels like a grind to get through it. And you think you get a break, and then you come into spring sports, and it's really our busiest time of the year. We've got over 120 kids involved in spring sports. So, you know, right now is the phase where we're tracking down all the paperwork to make sure kids are eligible and doing budgets and all that kind of stuff. And this Friday already, we've got our first soccer games of the year.
Wow. Okay. I want to lay out the whole spring for everybody in just a second, but I want to mention basketball. I wasn't on the air last week. I don't know really what went down during this slot, but I'm assuming that the Sitka High girls basketball team, nothing really to hang their head about over that second place finish.
No,
state.
Yeah, not at all. From your perspective and my perspective, I think from theirs, you know, talking to Coach Hirai, it sounded like it was a very emotional locker room. You know, after the game, as you can imagine, it was a game that was in their grasp, and you know they made a couple mistakes, but for the most part, Galena just played very, very well. You know, they made a lot of shots that they wouldn't normally make, and Coach Grupa, talking to their coach after the game, it sounded like that. You know, that was the best game they'd played ever as a team, and you know they just had it come at the right time. So the girls, yeah, nothing to hang their heads about. They, you know, one of the best, you know, they tied the best finish ever for a Sitka High team, and one of the best teams we've ever seen come through in the last, you know, two decades. So a great season. It was an exciting ride. It was, you know, it was fun to watch them all the way through, and they definitely have a lot to be proud of.
All right. And the boys, it seems like the boys, the double elimination or the single elimination format kind of, it once again, kind of showed up the liability of that format in the state tournament. The boys got knocked out early, and then they were just left to kind of fight for fourth place.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at that, and kind of along the lines of Galena, you look at how Nome went through that tournament, and Nome got hot at the right time, and they had two senior guys and then one, you know, a sophomore who's 6'9", who had just kind of his coming out party at the state tournament. And Nome picked off that early game against us, you know, that we also thought we had in hand, and made some shots down the stretch to win it. And then, you know, as you saw them go through, they lost a tough game in the next round to the eventual champion Monroe, and then, you know, beat Mount Edgecombe by 14 or 15 points pretty handily in the game to finish. So they had a great tournament. You know, they got hot at the right time, and that's what tournament play is about.
Sure. All right. Well, an exciting season, both the Sitka girls, Sitka boys, and the Mount Edgecombe boys especially. You know, there's a lot more to look forward to next year for Southeast basketball. But now the sun is out, the birds are singing, it's time to play some soccer and some track and music fest too coming.
Yeah, this next month is going to be kind of exhausting for everyone, but we were kind of dismayed to see the 12 inches of snow come down last Sunday. I was hoping that the fields were going to be clear as we stepped out on the first day after spring break, but we've got four sports going: soccer, track and field, baseball, and softball. And the city folks, Sean McLeod and Judd Kirkness, were great to go down and plow the Moeller Field for us yesterday and get the snow off there. So we're trying to dry that out for the soccer games this weekend.
And who's coming to play soccer?
We've got the Juneau Douglas Bears coming in the first games of the year, which is tough because they're always, you know, right there in state contention in the state championship games. I think they were the state champions last year. Just a great, tough soccer program over there. So it'll be a test to see where we're at and how we're doing. And we've got, you know, 40-some kids out this year for soccer, which is great. It's, you know, a very popular sport.
And this program has been developing. I mean, we don't have your Stephen McIntyres anymore, but your Nico Friedmans are seniors now.
Yeah, I think we've lost a little bit of skill from last year. You know, Joey Mudry was a standout for us, you know, some of the best foot skill that we had. But we've got some just great athletes this year. We got Nico Friedman and Hunter Ramp and Logan Martinson in the goal again as a senior. So we're excited to see what these guys do. And then, you know, some underclassmen, Spencer Combs came on strong towards the end of last year. And Rosie Payloff is a girl who's playing on the boys' team because we haven't fulfilled the girls' team yet. But we're excited to see some of these kids develop, and Coach Connolly and Coach Adams, along with Elliot Brule, who's kind of stepped in to really facilitate the program, as it's, you know, not totally sponsored by the school at this point, are doing a great job getting kids involved.
What time are the games?
Friday, we're going to play the JV game at 3 o'clock right after school, and then the varsity game should kick off right about 5.
Okay.
And we're holding a referees clinic on Thursday at the high school at 6:30. If anyone out there is interested in officiating soccer, we're still looking for a few more bodies. Dr. Grassmeter from over at Search has done all of our games so far, but you know, if we could get one or two more referees out there, it would be a real help for the program as well.
Reffing soccer, a good way to get your exercise.
Exactly.
And yeah, support your community.
And then Saturday we're going to play early so Juno can get on the plane and go home, but we're going to play the JV game at 11 and the varsity game at 1.
Okay, that'll be something to look forward to this weekend.
And then we've got games the next weekend. Against Ketchikan is here in town as well, and that's our prom weekend, so that'll be busy. And then the following weekend we head into the softball season, and the Juno Douglas Crimson Bears coming into town for softball, and we'll be playing up at the Kim Sham Complex too, Friday night and Saturday nights. And then the weekend after that, we head into baseball, and we've got a good early preseason baseball schedule. We've got West Anchorage coming down the third weekend of April, and then Service coming from Anchorage the fourth weekend of April before we head into the conference baseball season. So we've got three good baseball weekends here in town this year.
All right, and track and field?
And track and field, we've got about 30-some kids out, Coach Copeland and her staff. Jeremy Strong, a new teacher at the high school, is also kind of co-head coaching this year. They're whipping those kids into shape, and we're not doing a early home track meet this year. We just felt like with the snow levels, we weren't going to be able to get that back stretch of molar clear in time, because our meet was supposed to be next weekend. So we've postponed that meet and allowed Ketchikan to pick it up. So
no doubt everybody in the region remembers last year and the whole thing with the shovels.
Yeah, we showed up Saturday and there was 2 inches of snow on the whole field and track, so we just decided to avoid that this year. We had too much snow on there. So they're going to head down to Ketchikan in 2 weeks. That'll be their first competition. Then they go every weekend from that. They go over to Juneau for an invitational, up to Haines for an invitational, over to Juneau for the regional meet, and then the state meets up in Fairbanks the third week of May.
Okay.
So it'll be kind of a sprint to the finish for activities at the high school here.
And people who listen to Raven Radio regularly have been hearing Sadie Allen and the other housing coordinators make an appeal for housing for Music Fest, and the numbers are just, as always, they're just staggering.
Yeah, this is the biggest event we do in our region, and I'd have to say it's probably the biggest event any region does in the state of Alaska. And we've got 534 kids that were sent to me that, you know, need housing, and that doesn't include some of the smaller schools who group house and our students. So I think, you know, we'll have close to 700 kids involved in this event, and it's really the culminating event for all the music programs in all of Southeast Alaska that they build around, and the directors build their, you know, their concert lineups for. And we're excited. We've got five adjudicators coming in from Seattle, Eugene, Missoula. Jeff Brandt, who's got local connections, is coming up from Missoula. Casper, Wyoming, and Boise, we've got just great adjudicators coming up to work with these kids. And we're always trying to drum up help for housing. We're getting close to the 300, 350 level right now, and we've got to get up to about 530, or else we start turning kids away from being able to come from some of these schools. So if you're out there and you've ever housed for a high school event, I know there's people out there who did their time already, but you know, we'd like to beg and plead of you for these big events that bring all these kids to town to, you know, consider taking 2, 3, or 4 kids. You know, it's 3 days, and for the most part, they're at the school from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they just come home to grab a snack and go to bed.
Are you looking at me, Mike, or the radio host sitting behind me?
Are you feeling guilty over there already?
I'm sure everybody listening is. This the housing for students, it's a Southeast tradition. I mean, I don't know anybody else anywhere who does it quite like this.
No, and it's, you know, I understand it's difficult, but it's unique. I mean, there's no way we could do these kind of events without it. You just can't bring 600 kids into town and give them an experience like this. And you know, I experienced this experience. It's a great experience. I went through 4 years of music festivals, and they, you know, there's great memories associated with all of them. And I have lasting, you know, friendships from some of the kids that I housed with. I mean, Andrew Frisky is a prime example of that. I always housed with Andrew when I went to Haines. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's always a, you know, it's the most personal of things to invite someone into your home, and I know it's uncomfortable for some people, but, you know, this is also a great boost to our community. We're going to bring 600 kids, and they all bring chaperones who stay in hotels and eat at restaurants, and, you know, these kids spend money in restaurants, and so I think it's a, you know, it's a good boom to our economy as well for that weekend, and And we need some help to make it happen.
And we're always talking about, or the conversation is ongoing right now about school funding and the activities budget, and housing is one way to kind of take a chunk out of the money that you have to raise when you travel. You know, if you don't always have to buy hotels, if housing, you know, housing with families can help shave expenses there. So how should people reach you or Sadie or the other housing coordinators?
The easiest way would just to be, give me a call in my office. My office number is 966-1956. Or if you want to shoot me an email, you can shoot me an email at mikev@sitkaschools.org.
Okay, and I'm saying Sadie, but it's Zadie, right?
Zadie, yeah.
With a Z, sorry.
Zadie and Hannah McCarty,
right.
Katina Wathen, and Dazlamar Rodrigo are all the brave young ladies who are helping me with this task.
All right, and it's a big one. Well, Mike, I hope to hear more from you about everything that's going on this spring, and I hopefully you'll bring some soccer players and some baseball and softball and some track and field athletes in this spring to let us hear firsthand about what's going on in their sports.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think we'll have, you know, quite the lineup over the next few weeks of kids.
All right. Mike Vera is Activities Director at Sitka High School, also the host, co-host of Raven Radio's sports show.
That's been fun. Yeah, we're having fun with that.
Yeah, Sunday evenings. Every Tuesday morning, we spend a little time at this time talking about high school activities in Sitka. Thanks again, Mike.